This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. In 1919, after the World War had finally ended and our servicemen were coming home, the Red Cross was still working to make their lives better. This article appeared in the Rose Times region of January 24th of 1919. Realizing the urgent need of providing some pleasant place for returned soldiers and other young men in the village to spend the winter evenings, the local Red Cross had taken steps to temporarily fill this want by renting the basement of the First National Bank, which they are having fitted as a library and reading room. The room has been fixed up and will be ready to open this evening at 7:30 o'clock. It will be in charge of a member of the Home Guard and will be open every evening from 7:30 to 10. Newspapers and current magazines will be provided as well as books. Chairs, rockers, and tables are badly needed, and anyone who can spare a chair or other piece of furniture useful for such a place should let the Red Cross know. Any such help will be greatly appreciated. The donation or loan of books, magazines, and newspapers will also be gratefully acknowledged. By the following week, another small article appeared about the reading room. The Red Cross Reading and Recreation Room is proving very attractive, but would be much more so to the young men of the village if children were kept at home evenings instead of being permitted to gather at this room. The place is intended for the young men, and to that end, the home guards who have charge of this room, so generously provided by the Red Cross ladies, have instructions to enforce the curfew ordinance, and no boys under 15 years of age will be permitted there after 8 o'clock. Parents should make note of this and keep the children at home after that hour. By October of 1919, following the end of the Great War, maps had been redrawn of Europe. Another article appeared in the Rose Times region. What school wants a colored map of the new Europe? Uncle Sam offers one free to every seven-room school that has the pep to go after it. Distribution has been arranged by the War Savings Organization in the 9th Federal District, and M.E. Harrison, director, explains the plan in this way. The government has printed in colors a map showing, as accurately as is possible, the war-made boundaries of the old world. Every teacher will recognize the value of such a map. The government hasn't enough to supply every schoolroom, but our organization can supply one for every seven-room school. We suggest that each room have a prize-writing contest, the essay dealing with a thrift subject and being limited to 100 words. The teacher of each room should select the most promising essays, and the essays thus selected from each building should be sent to the city or county superintendent, who will cause the final award to be made. As the contest will be brought to a close on November 1st, it is imperative that every school that wishes to obtain one of these government maps act at once. Any teacher can get further information from the city or county superintendent. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.